The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. You know, we are celebrating a wonderful and inspirational national event, which happens all across America, all across Idaho. It is the National Day of Prayer. Our guests today to help us, they're here to help explain what it's all about and how it will be celebrated right here in Sandpoint on this Thursday, this coming Thursday. My guests are Charlene Wright and pastors Ken Lawrence and Chris Bassett. All three have been on my show before, and it is a pleasure to welcome them all back again. So stay with us. There's a lot to learn, a lot to understand, and wherever you are in your walk with the Lord God, this is an event all for you. So let's take a break right now and get to it later after this.
Better Together Animal Alliance is thinking spring, and what better way to do some spring cleaning than have Better Together Animal Alliance pick up your gently used furniture. Schedule your furniture pickup today and just enjoy the season. Spring clothing is also coming in daily at the BTAA thrift store located on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, or visit them online at bettertogetheranimalalliance.org.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
Boot Barn honors a Western legacy built by those who persevere through resourceful determination. Ariat honors that same legacy by bringing innovative technology to classic pieces. Driven by a dedication to the craft, Ariat blends timeless Western artistry with advanced performance features for the modern cowboy and rodeo athlete. Out West, ingenuity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
News Talk 97.1.
Okay, as promised, here to talk about the National Day of Prayer are Charlene Wright and pastors Chris Bassett and Ken Lawrence. I want to welcome you all back. It's so good to see
you. Thanks for having
us. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's begin with the history so our audience can learn a little bit about the history. Chris, I'll start with you. How did all this get started?
Well, our country was really founded in prayer even before the founding documents were finished. They would take time to pray. And so it's always been a national part of our heritage is just prayer came with government, came with politics. It was just what we did. And in 1952, they decided to declare a joint session of Congress declared a national day of prayer to be held annually, and that was in 1952 with Harry Truman, and then in 1982, I think Ronald Reagan said, "Let's make it the first Thursday of May," and so every year the first Thursday of May, we've been hosting these National Day of Prayer events all around the nation, everywhere.
Yeah. You know what I love about the history? And that is, I mean, I even went back, I mean, the first Thanksgiving, you know, and of course, everyone on the Mayflower and Jamestown, they were all men and women of prayer. But the first Thanksgiving, Washington, all of the founders, Chris, like you were saying.
Yep.
But remember Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War.
Yep.
And FDR during World War II. I mean, this is something that is just in the fabric of our country, isn't it,
yes.
Pastor?
Well, we've had presidents give 151 national calls to prayer where they have asked the nation to pray for whatever reason. There's been 151.
And fasting, too.
And pray, fast, humble yourself, repent, all of that, yes.
So Pastor Ken, let's start our audience off. We'll repeat this through the show, but where is our celebration? When is it? What time does it start?
Well, we'll meet down at Farman Park at 11:30, I believe, this year, and be some praise and worship, and fellowship goes on along the outskirts of things. But people are invited to come together this Thursday, just two more days, and seek the Lord together. And it's like one body in Christ when we gather there. There are people from probably 15 different churches or more, 15 or 20 churches from around the Sandpoint area and surrounding area. And it's a good time to get together and seek the Lord together, pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, and just come before Him in thanksgiving.
Amen. What is it, and this is for all of you, what is it about prayer? What is it about prayer that is so important? And even people who don't believe in God, if their child is sick and you say, "Can I pray with you and over your child?" What do they always say? They always say yes. I mean, it's yes. So what is it about prayer?
It's talking to God. And like you say, people are so open to letting you pray for them. I'll say, "Could I pray for you for this thing you've just been talking about?" And they'll say, "Yes." And I'll say, "Now?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll say yes.
Yes, exactly. And this could be certainly believers, but unbelievers or seekers or people who don't know God. It's not that
yes.
they've rejected Him maybe, but they don't know Him. Chris, what are your comments on
that? Yeah, I think as you know, Ken just simply said, it's talking to God. But I think there's something amazing that happens when we ask for something supernatural to happen in the midst of our chaos and confusion and the hurt and the pain. And we're asking for something outside of our normal life to bring something that is abnormal, right? I think most of the time we're praying because we're asking God, you know, our Creator, to do something supernaturally in situations that are difficult, hard. Most of the time people come to God in prayer during crisis. Mm-hmm. And for those who have a faith in Jesus or whatever their faith background might be, they usually will pray for the sake of growing in their faith.
Right.
And
pray for everything, not just in a crisis.
And, you know, as a Christian pastor, I think it's critically important that we make it a steadfast practice to pray, to have these conversations with the Lord, as well as ask Him to do things that can't be done on our own power or in our own capacity. And then you see God do amazing things whenever we go there.
You know, that's a really important point. It's finally for even believers, but certainly people who may not know the Lord yet, they've come to the end of themselves. They can't do anything about that baby. They can't do anything about their marriage. They've done everything in life, something. And so this is when really they are the most open and the most open to God. And I think God loves that. Honestly, you correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know how to say this the right way, but I think God really listens for desperation. And he hears it and he acts because he knows the heart is open, the need is great, and they are on their knees whether they want to be there or not. And I think that's when he says, yeah, this is, I can deal with this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there is a reality to our ability to hear what he's saying, our ability to respond to him when we're hungry.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think he's always speaking. He's always trying to get our attention. And so we're more apt when we're hungry to actually press in. And
the closer we are to him, the louder and the better it is. Charlene, you have a program about praying for our law enforcement men and women, invite people to kind of adopt one of our responders. What is it about prayer that you know that is why this is so important for our law enforcement people?
Well, I think when we know the heart of the Father, we know the heart of the Father is really good, and he has only good things for people, and he wants that as we reach out, he's placed law enforcement officers in our life as to protect us and to protect our community and our nation. And it's so, we pray for all the law enforcement officers. We have maybe 160 something of them. And every year we get people on National Day of Prayer to sign up. They adopt, say, I want to pray for Trooper Jones. And I take him and I'm responsible to pray for him, pray for his family, pray for, and I always talk about, you know, it's really hard on marriages. You know, these men and women are in the midst of some really hard, tragic, hardcore things, and they need us to pray for them.
And their families.
Yes.
Strengthen them.
Yeah,
through
and
it too.
And especially it's really, really hard on their marriages. And so I say, please pray for their marriages always.
Oh, always.
And as I've been talking to people that I've been signing up to pray already, to see if they, because some people have prayed years for the same people. And so I want to give them the opportunity, because it's like praying for family, and to say, do you want to continue? And just the things that they see, the things they experience, the trauma that these men and women carry, that they need that prayer covering to be able to deal and to live with it.
Yeah, whether they believe, the officers believe or not, because I'm always praying. I don't even know if the two I'm praying for are saved. I guess, maybe I can find that out. But it doesn't matter. I always pray for their salvation or their continued salvation or their growing faith. You know, it's just like a whole stream for them.
Yeah.
You made me think of another question that wasn't on my list today. And this is for all of you. And I'll start with Pastor Chris. Charlene said, God is good. God is always good. And it's true. He is always loving. He's always good. He's always doing the best. However, we can be praying and there's an outcome that we look at it and we say, this is not good. This is not. So I know this is a whole show, but I can just feel we have listeners out there who said that very thing when you said God is good. They said, yeah, well, he wasn't so good in this outcome in my life.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we have an adversary. There's evil. There's all types of things that are going on all the time that we are not pleased with. So we have to begin to ask the question, if there is a God and if he is doing good, how does that work? How does that manifest? And I think obviously for the Christian, we're forgiven of our sin. We're set free of all that. And of course, the greatest miracle of all is salvation, being able to be reconciled to your Creator fully and completely for all eternity is an amazing, amazing answer to prayer. But then we say, how does this get worked out in everyday life if God is good? And some people would even talk about the problem of evil and these bad things happen. And so God is in the business, right? God is in the business of taking broken things and making them whole. He's in the business of taking a broken situation and bringing good out of it. I just a quick story about Joseph, right? Oh. Joseph in the Bible, he's sold into slavery by his brothers. He's then made a slave in a house in Egypt, and then gets accused of going after the master's wife, and then he's in prison, and he goes through this whole thing, ends up being promoted and elevated because he feared the Lord and honored God, and ends up being in charge of all of Egypt, and he's face to face with his brothers who sold him into slavery, right? Like, we would say this is a horrible outcome.
Yeah.
But God was in the business of doing something amazing, and Joseph makes this statement.
Yeah. You know, the thing about, you know, an outcome that we see from our human limited perspective is it may look bad to us, but from God's perspective,
that's right.
It's always
that's
good,
right.
And we have to develop, or we need to develop, and if we work at it with the Lord, we can develop an eternal perspective. I have friends that I lost. When Gary died, they said, Barbara, you can't have it both ways. You can't, like, praise God and ask him to heal Gary, and then Gary dies of cancer, and then here you are praising God,
that's
going
right.
to church, and loving Jesus just as before, and it's like, no.
Sure can.
Yes, you can.
Sure can.
Because God is good.
And there's a mystery.
Yes.
That we have to embrace.
Oh, I like that. Because if God's not a mystery, then
there is a mystery.
We've made him up or something.
Right. And yeah. And Joseph's whole point when he says to his brothers, like, what you meant for evil, God meant for good.
And used for good.
And the word for meant in Hebrew is the picture of a weaver's loom.
I love that.
So it's actually God's weaving his goodness where we see evil. He's weaving his goodness into it. So I will definitely have outcomes in this life that I am not a fan of.
Yes.
But I can trust he's weaving something good into it.
Right, exactly. That reminds me, Pastor Ken, I don't know if you know the story of Corrie ten Boom's piece of tapestry that she carried all over. On one side, it was all the tattered threads coming out and all that backside. But if you could turn that tapestry over, it was a beautiful, beautiful weaving of beautiful colors or designs or whatever. I love that. Yeah.
I appreciated the opportunity to meet her. And my kids were with us, and we met Corrie, and she said, wait a minute, I got something. She was sitting in the car, and she started digging in her purse, and she pulled out the little comics about the hiding place and handed them to my children and said, you know, you take these and read them and give them to your friends.
Amazing.
Was this when you were, you know, zooming around America in your van with your little kids?
We were living in Orlando at the time, so it was right after the motorhome days.
Right after the being the vagabond, the vagabond minister.
But something that Chris said just a minute ago, he mentioned the word trust, and I believe that trust is a real part of prayer. And the Bible says to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
And even it goes on, lean not on your own understanding.
Amen.
Because your
That's
own understanding
so
only sees understands part
limited,
of it.
Limited, so limited.
Yep. It's trust.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord. It's just in the good times and bad, and then you see the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah. What Amen. About, there's a scripture that you're making me think of that's this theme scripture for the National Day of Prayer. Chris, can you give us that scripture?
I was just
we just
set that up perfectly.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lord. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
Yes.
Right. And
no matter what happens.
Hope is about what's coming.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Right? We can trust.
And where it says, may the God of all hope fill you with peace and joy in believing, another translation says, as you trust in him. I think that's the ESV or one of them, is as you trust in him.
Yeah, and you know, like... the New Living Translation says, because you trust in
him. Because you trust in him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are up against our first break. We're going to take that right now. When we come back, we have a lot more information about the celebration here in Sandpoint and the National Day of Prayer just for you.
Around here, we take care of our own, help out our neighbors, work hard, and pitch in where we're needed. That's small town living. But small town living doesn't have to mean sacrificing access to quality health care. At Kiniksu Community Health, our qualified care teams provide excellent medical, dental, pediatric, and behavioral health care for the residents of North Idaho. Kiniksu Community Health, building a healthier community with award-winning care and small town warmth. Learn more at kchni.org.
Idaho has given you a place to dream, a place to learn, endless places to roam, friendship, hope, and now you can give back to Idaho. Idaho Gives is an online giving event that raises money and awareness for Idaho nonprofits. These organizations do so much for our state and deserve our support. Please go to idahogives.org to donate to your favorite causes from April 28th through May 1st.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Watch for it in your mailbox. Get Mother's Day ready for less. Save $7 on 10-inch hanging baskets, now just $19.99. Plus, stop in Saturday for our annual planting day. Coke 12-packs or buy two, get one. 70 ounces of Dawn dish soap is just $7.99. Bi-Mart Owner's Choice 30-roll bath tissue or 12-roll paper towels are just $19.99. And find Sanji and emergency radios and portable digital radios up to $30 off. Save now at Bi-Mart since 1955.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. You know, we always have it going on here on our commercial breaks. Honestly, Tag, I don't think you should ever leave these microphones on during the commercials. Even though it's all good, it's all good. My guests today talking about the National Day of Prayer are Pastors Ken Lawrence and Chris Bassett and Charlene Wright, who has a wonderful program, and she'll be at the National Day of Prayer event this Thursday. With you can sign up to pray for law enforcement. So let's just go to that right now since I'm talking about it. How do people sign up? How do they find you?
You can go to pray7b and
.org.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And sign up there. Say you want to adopt a cop, and then I will call you. They'll contact me, and I'll call you back. Leave your phone number. I'll call you back and give you a name.
So this is all year long. They don't. I mean, come to the National Day of Prayer because the table will be there. But pray7b.org is all the time.
Yes.
You can sign up
yes.
for an additional name yes. if you want to pray for two or yeah. three, right?
Yeah, and our Facebook page, the yeah. Pray7b Facebook page, we post different events and different things that are going on in the community, yeah. prayer needs, et cetera.
So we can pray for more than one if we would like to, add every year or whatever we feel led. What about knowing something about? I mean, to me, we just get the first initial, the last name, and that's it. Because there's no invasion of privacy here. It's just someone's last name.
Yeah, that's all we get. And I just. The things that you would imagine that they would need prayer for, like we talked about earlier. And then what I like to do, too, if I see a law enforcement officer, I'll always go up to him and just say, do you know you're being prayed? Mm. And I'll talk about the program. And I'll say, there's somebody specifically praying for you and for your family and for your safety and for just wisdom every call that you go on. Yeah. So I like doing that. I love our law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. I love encouraging them in knowing that they're being prayed for.
Yeah. All of our first responders, our fire, our dispatchers.
Exactly.
Our chaplains, they all, it's interesting that, people may not think, well, what would I pray? What can I pray? Well, if you are a believer and you have grounding in the Bible and in the Lord, then you kind of already know. But it's interesting because the closer you are to God means the closer you are to the Holy Spirit. And that's really who's leading this
exactly.
prayer. I mean, it just takes you, whether I know whether the marriage is struggling or not, but it'll come to me, pray for this marriage. And then you do, you just pray with all your heart, just what a beautiful marriage, and that she releases her husband or her family releases her out into these situations. So it's just so important to pray for them. They need it and they deserve it.
Yeah. And it is hard when you only know a name, but Holy Spirit knows who it is. He knows who they are and exactly what need it is that they need at the time.
Okay, Chris, remind our audience where, when, and how they can come and take part.
Worship starts Thursday at Farman Park at 11:30, and the actual prayer event will probably start around noon. We've got worship. I was at the first National Day of Prayer. I don't remember if you were or not. Do you remember? We were at the flagpole in front of Bonner County Courthouse.
Ooh.
And this is the 20th anniversary for Sam Point's National Day of Prayer. And being, kind of a special day, I thought, let's go back to just an acoustic guitar and somebody leading worship. Because we've had large bands, we've had kind of collectives of different people. Last year we had a youth team from the Revival in Our Time Riot worship band.
They were
came
good.
They did great. But we're just gonna strip it down. So Levi Bush is gonna be leading on guitar. Singing some songs to open us up in worship. And then we've got a group of about 7 pastors that are going to pray over the different areas that we pray over.
I really like that you are using, as I know you would, the word worship in relation to the music. Because it's not entertainment,
that's right.
Even though it is pleasant and pleasing
nice,
and
yeah.
beautiful. But it's really worship to the Lord. You just, you're really, the same way we speak to Him when we pray, we sing to Him. When we sing and worship through music, it's beautiful. Yeah. I've never heard, what's his name?
Levi
Bush.
Mm-hmm. He'll be pleased.
Play.
He's very
I'm
good.
Really looking forward to that. What about the number of pastors that will be praying? Who are they and how are they selected? Do they volunteer? How does that work?
Yeah, so each year, Ken in the past would go around and invite all the different pastors to do all that. I sent out an email to several of the pastors. It's interesting. When you get a big group of people together, people pray according to their doctrine. And oftentimes that can create some division in churches. I don't know if we've ever heard of that church. There could be, but it happens. So what I did this year, because I'm taking it on this year, is I went to the ones that, some of the ones that were maybe having more of a hard time and invited everybody in to say, okay, what do we need to do to make sure that we're really keeping this in an effort just to pray to the Lord without any of this other stuff. And so we have got many of the same people that pray over most years there, and then a couple of new people that are brand new in town praying. But we've really had a real focus of let's keep our distinctive stuff kind of to the side, and let's just focus on calling on God to move
yes.
in our nation. And so we've really kind of stripped it down a little bit. So we've got some of the biggest churches in town have pastors coming, and some of the very smallest churches in town
have pastors coming.
It has nothing to do with what the world would consider success.
Right.
But are these people, are these pastors passionate about our community? Are they passionate about seeing God move here? Because for National Day of Prayer, yes, we're praying for the nation, but we are really praying for our region.
Let's talk about that. Ken, I'll get you in on this and back to Chris. What are some of the areas that will be lifted up in prayer that, that we have here in America, the things that we live and that we're concerned with? All of that is going to be prayed over on Thursday.
Yes, yes. We pray for the families, for government, for entertainment.
Education,
education,
business.
Just there are like seven different kind of headaches that we try to get to, and so each of the people that pray usually will be praying and focusing on
one of those. Okay, so education, media, government. Is government, military, is that one?
Yep. So we
law enforcement. What are they, Chris?
Families, government, education, business, the church, churches,
business, and the church. Yeah,
And the media, and the military.
And so when we say the church, I can hear some of my listeners out there going,
"Big C
Church, Big C
Church." Yes,
that's God's church, not some denomination.
Yeah,
just the church.
You know, we come back to this place where Jesus said. You will know that they are my disciples by how they love one another. Mm-hmm. I pray that they are one as you and I, saying as you and me and the Father are one, that we would be one. And so we pray for unity of the churches. It doesn't mean that we agree on everything. I don't think that's possible.
No.
But it does mean that we set aside some of those things.
You know, it's one thing
to
disagree
really
on
together.
Politics, let's say, but it's another thing to love America and pray for this beautiful nation that are privileged to live in and vote and all the privileges we have. So that's kind of the way the way we can come together in prayer and really mean it and really love each other, which I would certainly like to have an extra somebody praying over our government. Like if we do,
can we have
two pastors praying? So let's add another pastor.
Well, and it is interesting that, you know, there is, with the last election, there's so much has changed in the last few months, just in the tone and the mindset of our nation. And so we're seeing things happen that, you know, would have been a shock 3 years ago, just even what's happening on TV shows. And
I know, you were talking about American Idol. I don't watch it. What happened?
They did a three-hour Easter special on faith.
On American Idol,
a three-hour, like Carrie Underwood sang How Great Thou Art, and some of the top Christian artists in the world came and sang on the show. So it's just like, that's unusual.
That
right?
is very unusual.
So, but it's cool. It's cool to watch.
It's awesome. It's God moving, however you look at it.
Can I say something really
quickly? Absolutely.
I think about when you're talking about the church, is he said that we're one body, I mean, we're different parts of the body, but what excites me about National Day of Prayer is it's like we have different churches that meet, different parts of the body, a reflection of Him, but then we all come together. But then we're all part of, the Idaho body of Christ. So we're different parts of that are all praying, and yet we're one body in Idaho. Oh, wait, there's more. There's different parts of the body all over the United States that were come together. That's one body. Oh, but there's more. There's the nations of the world that the body of Christ is coming together to represent Him and to stand in the gap, because we are at war and we're taking back the territory that Jesus won. That's what prayer is doing. Jesus won at the cross, and we're taking back. We're taking back that for His kingdom. He says, pray, kingdom of God come, will of God be done now on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what excites me.
I just heard read a teaching on that. I'll just take a minute. And it was, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Of course, I always say, on earth, in my life, just as it is in heaven. It says his kingdom. Well, his kingdom, heaven, come down. That means we've got healing right here, right now. We've got peace. We've got everything in a way that's in heaven that is ours to access according to God's will, according to whatever his plan is. I hadn't really thought of it that way, that you know, what did Jesus say, Chris? He said, you know, the kingdom has come. And this is...
kingdom come and is in you.
And is in you. But yeah. But when he was walking and preaching, he said, you know, this is the kingdom. It's here. Mm-hmm. It's here with you right now.
Yeah, it's this amazing place of both. And
yes,
so
exactly.
It's here and in heaven,
and in heaven,
and so it's
and even
both.
More up there than maybe down here yet.
Well, and
I don't know, I can't figure that out.
I would just maybe pose the concept that maybe it's the job of the Christian to bring all of that right here.
Bring it all
bring
down.
It here.
Yep. Bring it. Bring it to the table. All right, we're up against our last break. We're going to take it right now, but we have more information, more discussion. Just for you.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a forester from Idaho Forest Group.
Bob, I have a question about the trees on my forest property. They don't look very healthy to me.
What have you seen that might give you cause for concern?
Some of the tree needles are turning brown, and there's some trees I'm pretty sure are dead.
It's possible that your trees have some kind of bug infestation or disease. I'd have to take a closer look to give you a better idea.
That sounds like a good idea. If there is a problem, I don't want it to spread to the rest of the trees.
You're right. It's smart to stay ahead of things. Luckily, our foresters offer free evaluations on forest land of 10 acres or more, and you can earn cash in pocket for merchantable timber harvested.
Great. I'm interested in having you take a look.
If we can keep your forest healthy and strong, you'll be better prepared in case of fire, high winds, or other threats.
How do I reach you?
It's easy. Just pick up the phone and call Idaho Forest Group at 208-772-6033, or you can visit us online at ifg.com. And remember to reach out for that free evaluation.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Summer's calling, and North 40 Outfitters is ready for it. Spruce up the lawn with great savings on soil, fertilizer, hoses, sprayers, and more. Stop by the greenhouse and pick up some 12-inch hanging baskets on sale for $24.95. And don't forget Mother's Day, May 11th. All jewelry, purses, and perfume are 20% off. Plus, get a free crossbody sling when you buy 2 pair of women's Wrangler jeans. Stop by North 40 Outfitters to get these hot deals through May 11th. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. Our topic today is the National Day of Prayer. It is national. It's all over America. It's all over Idaho. And it's all over Sandpoint. And it's this Thursday, right, Pastor Ken Lawrence? Tell us where and when and how people can participate.
Okay. 2 days from now, at 11:30 in the morning, we would ask you to meet with us down at Farman Park in Sandpoint, Idaho. And because you may be hearing me over in Washington or somewhere, you need to come in.
Hey, listen, I have a cousin in Colorado who listens on his computer at northidaho.com. You get the live show the same way it's going out over the radio. But I don't think he's going to be here on Thursday. He's going to be here in September. But anyway, just all kinds of people can listen anywhere.
That's right.
All right, Pastor Chris, we have seven pastors that are going to pray over seven very wonderful and important areas that cover the culture and the life, our lives here in America.
Yeah.
So give us one and tell us why we're praying over it.
So, I'll give the one that I usually get the most question marks about, why are we praying for the media?
Mm-hmm.
And what the media is the media, like us sitting here as a form of media, we are the mouthpiece of the culture. So the media will tell the story. The media is going to tell an honest story or a dishonest story. The media is going to frame every topic for you. So when it comes to media, it's really important to pray that we have honesty in media. And everybody is going to have their slant on all sides. And so we just want the truth to be told and an honest conversation to be had. And part of the media is also arts and entertainment. And that's the expression of the culture. That's how the culture gets expressed to the world around us. And so we want it to be holy. We want the arts and entertainment to lift the name of Jesus. And so we pray for righteousness to come into arts and entertainment and into the media. So those are things that we pray for that a lot of people wonder about. I think, there's great reasons to pray for schools and businesses and that, but I'll answer those if you guys want to touch on either of the other
ones. What about business? What is it about business that merits our sincere prayer?
Business is often set on sort of a side thing, just simply Monday through Friday, and then the rest of life goes on, and your ministry, you're seeking God and everything. That's different than business. But we believe, and I believe, in marketplace ministry,
yes,
where every business person is involved in sharing the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom of God. And so I was wanting to share about government, and you asked me about business. So
well,
could
I'll
I just
ask you about government too?
I was all programmed.
Holy Spirit programmed. Yeah.
But I'm so excited about praying for government, and I have been for a number of years. In fact, some of my closest friends are concerned. I'm too oriented about government, but I believe that this nation, it has been called of God for a purpose in the earth. And I know we have parties, political parties, Democrat and Republican, and some of us were happy the last 4 years, and some are happier now, and all like that. But if you're a Democrat, you need to be just praying that God would bless this nation and bring us through these 4 years, and then you'll see where we go from there. But we need to, as Democrat or Republican, to seek God.
Yes.
And the two can pray together.
Yes.
You know, Mr.
And should pray together.
He should, and should pray that God will move mightily upon our government. And we're in the biggest transition of government that the nation has ever known. And we've never seen anything like this.
It softens your heart to pray for someone you disagree with, or pray for mm-hmm. someone you've argued or whatever
that's right.
with.
Mm-hmm.
You pray for them. You cannot pray for them with a hard heart.
That's
it's just immediately you melt.
That's right.
If you're really, really listening to God. This whole business thing, Chris, in the new Experiencing God, it talks about marketplace ministry. It's like we pray over our people going to Peru in our church and Ethiopia and Nepal. We had young people going to Nepal. But every Sunday, people sitting there in all those chairs and pews, they are going someplace. Family, schools, nurses, hear me, media. We are missionaries. And we need to be prayed over and sent with blessing the way our Ethiopia team is, right?
That's great.
Isn't yeah, it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's a mandate for those who believe in Jesus to share the good news, to make disciples of all nations
and
do that. And so we definitely need the Lord's help, because left to our own devices, that's we're not leading them anywhere.
No,
right?
No.
So we've got to really be able to lead people to Jesus. And part of it is, whether it's in education or in media or wherever it is, we want to see we want to see a move where God reaches hearts and minds in whatever context it is. And every context is unique. So whether you're in education, it's unique from business, it's unique from the family unit. But we really want to see God show up and move in every single context. And that's why we pray over all these areas specifically, because there's unique needs for students. There's unique needs for stay-at-home moms. There's unique needs for people in the medical field. There's unique needs for if you're in the military, right? And so that's why we take time to pray over them specifically. Yeah,
exactly. You know, God is in all the details, we know, but God's in all of this. He's working through all of this. He isn't just working through a church. I mean, you know, as much as we love our church families, I mean, he's
way bigger
in every part of our life and every part of what we do and what we think. Yes.
Ken said something about marketplace ministers, and I think that there needs to be a shift in all of our thinking, that we go, there's no sacred or secular, that God's called us wherever we are, wherever we're working, that is our place of worship.
That's what
we need to see it as, and that this is my congregation who God has brought me to share the love of Jesus with them, to stand with them, to pray with them, to reach out to them. How can I meet your needs?
Yeah. So, you know, we've all heard, you know, put a sign over your door that goes out your front door, out your garage. You are now entering your mission field, right?
That's really
good. I think
good.
There needs to be a sign over your door coming into your house also saying you are now entering your mission field, your kids, your husband, your family,
like
your
exactly.
guests.
That's good.
So we need two signs
going
in and
going.
Exactly. Schools, we have a minute and a half.
Sure.
Just, we're really getting down to it. Why are we praying over schools? I mean, to me, boy, that's the young people, the young people.
Yeah. Well, this next generation will shape our nation.
Yes.
And not just shape our nation, will shape our culture. What we are finding right now is this Generation Z is the most pointed to Jesus generation that we have ever seen. There's
so
never been
good.
A generation that is more pointed and pursuing God. And I think they've been left, you know, wanting, wondering what's real. And then God is showing up in some really amazing ways. And so we pray for the schools. For a season, we had to pray in our town that suicides would stop. So we prayed for suicides to stop, and they stopped. And so we pray for their protection. We pray for their safety and a whole myriad of things. But this is a generation that's going to change the world.
Yeah.
We're really excited about what God's
doing. And we want to pray about suicides in our military.
That's right.
Boy, that's another
right.
area
that's
where we need to stop and have the Lord God Almighty come against that evil and that terrible hopelessness of suicide. All right. Well, that's the last word, and it was mine. How about that?
Well, that's the verse of the year. May we abound in hope.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Listen, I want to remind our listeners that my guest last week was Selkirk Fire and Rescue, Jeff Armstrong. He was speaking about all three fire levies. Please listen to the recorded show at our website and get the right information, especially about the actual budget impact of the levies. He had so much good, impartial information about all three and the money. NorthIdahoRadio.com, you can find it there. These recorded shows, listen, guests, they last forever. They're always out there. I want to thank our guests today. It was a delight. Charlene Wright, Pastor Chris Bassett, Pastor Ken Lawrence, thank you for being here. God bless you in the National Day of Prayer. prayer.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next week, you have to be here. My guest is Mayor Jeremy Grimm, all about parking issues, new developments with parking issues, controversy over the Traverse Park, still that building, and if we have time, wastewater treatment. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I need the mayor back a couple of weeks in a row. There's just so much going on. So until next week, this is Barbara saying, please take care of yourselves and each other. And for heaven's sake, slow down on the roads and the water. Love each other. And may God richly bless you, my friends.